of the Bulldog Sports Network proudly present The Breakaway with Dominic Hennigan.
All time destination week for the Ferris State hockey team. Last weekend of the regular season, Bulldogs will make the trip to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan for a pair of games against the Lake Superior State Lakers up in the Upper Peninsula. A loss on Friday night, the tie on Saturday night against the Bemidji State Beavers. Two capacity crowds in Big Rapids this past weekend. Got a busy show coming up. We'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels. Head coach of the Lakers as well, Damon Witten, will join the program. A little bit later on, we'll talk with Charles Williams, get an update on the goaltending situation as well within the hockey club here. If you want to be a part of the program here tonight, the phone line 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. The email address, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We're on Twitter at Ferris Hockey. Bulldogs' final destination weekend, where are they going to end up? Are they going to return back to Big Rapids for a couple games? For a best two of three? Or are they hitting the road to Bemidji State, Bowling Green State, or Northern Michigan? All that and more as the Breakaway continues here from Sunny 97.3 Studios in downtown Big Rapids. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house. And there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. Shoots the puck behind the net to CJ Mott, picked up by Denis. Denis loses the puck, shot down net, scored by Ward. On a turnover from Denis in front of the Ferris State goaltender of Mott, the Beavers get on the board first with 3:05 remaining in the first period. And Warmer, as for Durantes. Durantes, right wing side of the ice, sheeted over the Beaver line, poked away from him, back the opposite way, 2-on-1, left wing side, Parker, has Brewer, feeds Brewer, one-timer on net from the circle, and they score, 2-0 Beavers, 4:27 to go in the second period. Make the save there. 3:30 left in the game. It's 2-0 Bemidji State. Puck in the Beaver zone to our left. Matt Warmer has it near corner. Plays it to O'Rourke. Cross the line to knee. His shot carried by Andrew goes wide. Behind the cage. Ben Warmer centers it. Andrew shot. He scores! Andrew brings the game within one. 3:15 remaining in the competition. Could not get there in time. Whacked away by McCormick. Back to the near side wall. Bainey Babinski. Played back to Anselmini. He turns it over the neutral zone to Bowman. Bowman over the line far side. Around White. 3-on-3. One-timer off the left post. Rebound on the left wing side. Putting it in is going to be Bowman. The initial post was from Fitzgerald. Beavers go up 1-0. Picked up by Brewer. Brewer works his way to the point. Reverses it back down low. Denis kicks it to his stick. Here's Denis up the ice. 5-on-5 hockey. 11:40 left in the game. Dogs trail by one. Right to left and white chance for Fazio on senior night. The senior ties it up. 1-1 the score. Yeah, 1-1 tie on Saturday night. 2-1 loss on Friday night. But good to see Justin Fazio put one up for the senior class on Saturday night to capacity crowd, a sellout in Big Rapids. 2,500 plus in the building for Ferris State to watch the Bulldogs for the 1-1 tie. Thought Ferris State played a lot better game on Saturday night than they did Friday night. That Friday game, Simone Denis, the junior defenseman, caught a lot of slack for walking the puck out in front of the net, turning over the puck in the slot and right in front of the crease where the hash marks are for an easy, I guess I can't say easy, nothing's easy on goaltender C.J. Mott when you think about it, but it was Corey Ward putting the puck into the net. And so that obviously Simone Denis will catch a lot of slack for that, but I talked to head coach Bob Daniels after the game Friday night, and I asked him what he thought about the goal, and he said initially you're thinking, Simone, is there a better option? Could you have, sent it up the wall or something of that nature? And came to the point where he said afterwards, I watched video, we went back and we watched the goal again a few times, and Coach Daniels said, two forwards on top of Simone behind the net. Where are our forwards? Our forwards are barely in the zone. Simone really had nothing to do with that play. That was his best option at the time. He walked out in front as an escape route. Too much too little, or too much too late, I guess, or in too little of an area, if you will. The Beavers will get on the board first Friday night. An eventual 2-1 loss on Friday in that competition. The shots, 36-24 Ferris State. Ferris State outshot Bemidji State in both competitions. 36-24 on Friday. On Saturday, Bulldogs almost double in shots, 42-24. I remember being in the locker room on Saturday night, kind of emotional, and it was a cool moment. I walked in there, I was there early. And the team typically walks in 2 hours before the game, 7:07 puck drop. They're typically there 4:55, 5 o'clock. I was there at 4:35, 4:40, and there were five players in that locker room. And every single one of them, and I never recognized this before, so I could be wrong, but I don't think these five are there that early. I could be completely wrong. I don't know which individual shows up at what time when you got 25 guys, 20 guys coming into the locker room every night. But I walked in and I noticed I counted all five, and all five were the graduating seniors. Kind of one of those things where they're walking into the locker room for the last time. They want to get there early, look back on the memories. And one of the songs they were playing, I don't know if we have it here, the graduation song. It was kind of cool. It was a pop version of it. Dominic Panetta, the senior from Baldwin, Michigan, actually put on that the song you hear at high school or college graduations, but they're a pop version of it. And then guys were walking in and kind of laughing and doing the handshake hug thing with each other, and it was kind of a special moment to be a part of that, to see that. That was really cool. At the end of the day, when you think about it, of course everyone wants to advance to the National Hockey League, whether it be the coaches, whether it be the players, whether it be the radio broadcasters, the equipment managers, trainers. Everyone wants to advance to the National Hockey League at the Division I level. But at the end of the day, you go to college to earn a degree and set yourself up for success in the future. And these players have done that. Talking with Coach Daniels this week, all five are on track to graduate, six if you count TJ Schleter. I'd be remiss if I didn't bring that up as well. TJ Schleter, in January of last year of 2014, took a pass from Justin DiMartino, the neutral zone, got hit pretty hard, and was his multiple concussion that he received, and that was the end of his playing career. He did not play this season or the rest of last year as well. And TJ Schleter joined the coaching staff kind of as a student assistant, volunteer student assistant. He was up in the press box on game days, at home games, and on the ice during practice throughout the week. And he dressed up, he suited up on Saturday night and took a lap before the game. TJ Schleter did. So I guess you could say six seniors with him. You could even go seven if you want to count Ruben Medrano, who was the goaltender that was pulled up from the club hockey team earlier this year. But in terms of who played this season, the five seniors that graduated, very happy to see Justin Bazio score on senior night, and also that all five are on track to graduate and get their degrees here. And that's the goal number one when you come to Ferris State University and Big Rapids. Thought Ferris State coming to this weekend series, it was kind of a special thing. Head coach Bob Daniels, along with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Bemidji State Beavers. A lot of respect for each other. I caught up with both of them before the game Friday night. Here's what they had to say about each other. Head coach Bob Daniels.
Sir. Well, you know, for years, we go back to when we were both assistants and hitting the road recruiting. He's very easy to get to know, very easy to like. He's a tremendous person, and I really enjoy talking with him. He's very knowledgeable and extremely outgoing. And I've always really respected and liked Tom a lot. He's willing to share ideas and thoughts. I think he's really good for the league. He's no different than probably myself in terms of, hey, my number one priority, his number one priority is look after your own program. But he has a bigger picture of it. He sees the league picture too. And he, you know, after he makes sure he takes care of his team, he looks at things from the perspective, how can we make this league as a whole better? And I like that approach. And then his next phase is, hey, how do we make college hockey better? So he's got his priorities right, and I think he's very open to exchanging ideas. He comes up with a lot of different ideas, which I like, and you know, different thoughts of, hey, how can we improve the league? How can we make this league a better league? What can we do to, you know, ease the travel burden for everybody? You know, just different things, you know, he's always kicking around, and I find those conversations are very enlightening.
Well, first off, Bob's one of the best. He's one of the best in the game. Not only again his knowledge of hockey, but he's a world-class person. And I have the utmost respect for this program and Bob Daniels. And him and I will be friends forever. And that's the beauty of this game. The beauty of this sport is that, obviously, again, you gain great friendships. And I just value his friendship. And same thing with Koff and Drew. And all we're in the same league. And it's nice to compete against one another. And again, I kind of wish we weren't competing against him this weekend. But that's just the way the schedule shakes out.
We were just saying there during that talking right there with Steve Masters, your operator of the board. Steve, as always, thanks for your work all year long. Bemidji State head coach Tom Ceratori should be a play-by-play broadcast. He's got that perfect voice, the delivery. You can hear him calling a game. But, of course, he's an outstanding coach. He's been at Bemidji State, I believe, 14 years. Thinking back to last year, Ferris State went 5-0-1 against Bemidji State, 4-0. In the WCHA at home. Ferris State did against Bemidji State. And so with that being said, you think there'd be some hostility between the two. Well, then they come right here. I asked that question on Friday night, and right, Bob's one of the best right off the bat. You know, when Bemidji came to town Thursday night, they got in around 6 o'clock. Typically, you come in off a long 14-hour bus trip. You don't really want to see or talk to anybody. And, you know, you get on the ice and you get back to the hotel and you relax. Well, I watched the head coach, Tom Ceratori of Bemidji State, walk straight back right to the coaching's the varsity locker room, to Coach Daniels' room. And he was there I was setting up Thursday night. He was there for at least an hour talking with Coach Daniels Thursday night. So that's kind of those cool things behind the scenes that fans may not get a chance to see every single day that, you know, I get requests. Hey, more about what goes on behind the scenes. That's one of them. I really have a lot of appreciation for the respect level that both of those two have for each other. Coming up here in the program a little bit later on, we'll be talking with the head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witt. And we'll talk with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, next. We'll get an NBC Sports update in a little bit as well. Charles Williams, backup goaltender for the Ferris State hockey team, will join the program as well. We're on the phone line here tonight, 657-383-0212. That's 657-383-0212. If you have a question or comment on the previous weekend or the upcoming weekend at Lake Superior State. We're also on Twitter, @FerrisHockey. The email address, BulldogHockey@ferris.edu. From downtown Big Rapids in the Sunny 97.3 studios, the breakaway continues.
Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery cater your event at your place or theirs. Cranker's mission is simple, to please our guests. They do this by being able to provide over 35 years of catering experience for everything from baptisms, birthdays, and graduations to weddings, fundraisers, and special events. For your next event, consider Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery's Custom Catering Division. Call 231-796-1919 or go to their website, www.crankersbrewery.com.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. Back here on The Breakaway. I'm your host, Dominic Koenig, talking to Ferris State Hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. Every Tuesday night, the show is available on demand as well at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m., The Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We talk Ferris State Hockey. Thanks for tuning in. Bulldogs on the road for a pair of games at Lake Superior State this weekend. Joined now by the head coach of the Ferris State Hockey team, Bob Daniels. Coach, how are you doing tonight?
Very good, thanks, Tom.
Thanks for being a part of the program here tonight. Last weekend, Ferris State had pulled out the tie on senior night. In comparison from Friday and Saturday, if you could pick which club you liked better for Ferris State, which one was it in terms of the Bulldogs on the ice?
I hate to say it again. You're breaking up. I'm getting about every other word. I believe you asked me about senior night, and I'm going to guess it was about my thoughts on the seniors and what they've meant to our program. And if not, I'm going to go with that question anyway. But they have meant a lot to our program. They're going to go down as some of the most one of the most accomplished classes in our program's history, in that they've notched, and up to this point, they've notched two NCAA tournament berths, including a Frozen Four appearance in the championship game, two conference championships, and they'll be going down as one of the winningest classes we've had here at Ferris. Beyond that, they've done exceedingly well in the classroom. They've been model citizens and great leaders for our program. So they've meant a great deal to us, and we're hoping to build on that legacy of this senior class a bit more now as we're heading towards the wrap-up of the regular season and then into the playoffs.
Coach, you've been in the business for a long time. I hope you could hear this question, because you knew where I was going with it. That was not what I asked. I wanted to go back to this past weekend, though, versus Bemidji State. In terms of a better club on Friday or Saturday night, which one did you like from your hockey club this weekend?
Well, I liked them both equally, Tom. I did. I thought Friday night we played very well. The only time I didn't like, pardon me, Dom. The only time I didn't really care for our play was the first period of the game on Friday night. I thought we didn't come out. We turned over a lot more pucks, than obviously we would have wanted to. Put a lot of pressure on CJ Mott. I thought CJ had a really good first period to keep us within range. But then I would say the next five periods plus overtime, we carried the play, and what I really enjoyed on Friday night was when we fell behind by two, there was no give up. We kept going, got it to 2-1, and really had some great looks at the net when we pulled the goalie, and even throughout the later stages of the third. So, like the stick to it on us there. The second night, we fell behind again early, 1-0, but came back to tie it. But I really felt as though we controlled the pace and the game on Saturday. So I was pleased with our performance both nights, particularly the length of the game on Saturday. I thought we played very well. Would have liked to have seen us come away with more than a point, but certainly I like the way we're playing. I guess the one, Achilles heel we've had, that it seems to be still an issue for us, is scoring goals, but we continue to play this way. We're going to be a tough playoff team to face.
You talked about not giving up on Friday night, down to nothing. You come back, you find a way to get the goal. Tyler Andrew, and he's a big boy, 6'5" on skates. I could imagine 6'7", if not 6'8". Thoughts on the way he has developed this year in his freshman season?
Well, he's ahead of pace, Tom. At least he'd probably tell you he's behind the pace he'd hope to develop. But, you know, for me, when he came in, he is a big man. And I just thought there was a lot of parts of his game we liked. But, you know, we brought him in as a developmental player to give us some size that we thought that, you know, given the right time, we might get him into, and this would be a mouthful, to play along the lines of Garrett Thompson. And, you know, we figured where we'd see him maybe start to turn the corner would be the second half of the sophomore season, moving into his junior year. And as long as he keeps working hard and doing the things he's been doing every day in practice and in the weight room, I think he's beating that curve greatly. He's starting to get a lot of good chances around the net. He's playing more with his body. He's using his big frame. Not that we want him to go out there and crush people, but we want, you know, that size is something we need. He's tough now to get the puck away from when he gets it. He's making good decisions. And I think he's feeling more comfortable in the offensive zone. And he's been a real pleasant surprise the last couple months of the season.
Wanted to get your opinion on, or I should say your elaboration on the Friday evening game when Simone Denis walked out in front, turned over the puck, ended up in the back of the net. And no, on Saturday, when you and I talked, you talked about may have been only his only option at that point, and it wasn't as bad as you maybe would have originally anticipated. Could you please, for our listeners, explain what you saw from the coaching standpoint after watching tape on Friday night?
Well, you know, Don, even right when it happened, obviously, I mean, it's easy. I mean, you say, okay, geez, what are you doing walking out from behind the net right out in front of our net with the puck and then turning it over? But then, you know, my second thought is, okay, let's see, you know, where were his options? Where were the forwards? And, you know, it's always easy to blame the point guard in basketball for turning balls over at times, but, you know, the guys away from the ball need to move, and it's no different in hockey. The rest of his teammates have to present him options so that he's not stuck in that situation. And, you know, as we looked at in video, and really we were able to address that right after the first period on Friday night. And part of it, I'm going to take the blame because, you know, in other past few weeks, a lot of times in our breakouts, we've been posting our wings high. And this was a game where we felt like we really needed to bring the wings down deeper in order on the breakout to present more options for our defensemen. And even though we had worked a bit on it during the week, didn't emphasize it before the game like I should have. And all, you know, lo and behold, the first period, the guys reverted to the wings high. Just, you know, I think it's natural that because we had done it the previous few weeks. So we got back to it in between periods of the first and second, and I really think it made a world of difference in the remainder of the weekend in terms of us being able to get out of our zone without a lot of pucks being turned over. And just to let you know, like in the first period, I think we had 6 turnovers, and then for that period and the remainder of the weekend, the next 5 periods plus overtime, we only had 4, you know, so Obviously we didn't have the right scheme, if you will. With the scheme we had in place, we hadn't emphasized enough. And, you know, give the guys credit, but they listened, they adapted quickly after the first period, and I think it really helped the defenseman out greatly.
We're talking with the head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, talking Bulldog hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour every Tuesday night right here on 97.3 FM and worldwide online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Coach, you already talked about the senior class on our first question here, but what about the event itself? Good sellout crowd again for Ferris State, and good to see Justin Buzio, a senior, get the goal of the game.
Yeah, it sure was, and he was assisted on that by Simone Denis, who now is a junior because he was redshirted last year. But the reality is he's part of that senior class, so it was good to see both of them show up on senior night with that game-time goal. Really glad to see Justin Buzio get rewarded for really some excellent play that we've seen out of him in the second half of this year. And you'd expect that out of a senior on senior night, and he delivered. You know, real, you know, obviously we would have really liked to come away with the win on senior night, but you know what? It had the feeling of that after the game, just given how we played and the fact that we failed from behind. And I would have liked to have seen how we would have done with a lead on Bemidji State. They're a very good team, but I think we could have forced them into maybe a game they wouldn't necessarily feel as comfortable playing, and we've been able to get up on them. And you know, should we meet them in the playoffs, I think that would be one of our goals, to try to find a way to come up with a lead in the game to see what that would force them to have to do.
Time and time again, you and I give credit consistently to the fans, the Bulldog Nation, and how they support this hockey club. But real briefly here, seven straight years of increased attendance for Ferris State Hockey, as well as the third straight year in a row that the student section, the Dog Pound, sold out in season tickets in August before Labor Day weekend. The season doesn't start until October. But the number that stands out to me, seven straight years of increased attendance and the largest capacity crowd in terms of average capacity per night in the conference right now, I think at 86 or 88% of the building. That's got to feel good, being the head coach of a club like that.
Yeah, it does, Tom, and it's great to see those fans. And I even understand he brought back the Doctors from back, 30 years ago, which is an amazing, and I give John Coles, yourself, and Perk credit for reaching out to those guys. But I think it kind of links the tradition of the student section from 30 years ago to what we see to this day. And we've always really enjoyed a fabulous student section that really is renowned around the country and envied by many, many a program. What they bring, the energy they bring to the games, the atmosphere, it's electric. The lift they give our team, and that we are, like, I would say within college hockey, we're the envy of most, if not all, programs that would love to have the kind of fan support that we have, but particularly what we get out of the student section. And the lift that it does give our team, and it's a mutual love relationship there between our players and the student section, and the student section to our players. Our guys do not take it for granted. They're very appreciative of it. I'm very appreciative. And it just makes the entire evening and experience that much better for all.
Yeah, so much so that TSN, which is the ESPN in Canada, for our fans that aren't aware, they sent a writer in and wrote an article on it the last series versus Bowling Green State. Let's move on now. Let's look ahead to the Lake Superior State this upcoming weekend. It's a team that's in a rebuilding year under new coach Damon Whitten. Thoughts on what you expect to see this upcoming weekend after sweeping the Lakers here in Big Rapids in December?
Well, obviously, we're going to see a different team, and we're not going to have the luxury of playing in front of our home fans. We're going to have to play on the road, and Damon's done a very good job with their team. I think, you know, to give people an idea, they're very similar in style to what we saw against Bemidji State. They're a team that's going to be aggressive with a player in quickly on the forecheck. They'll make reads off of that. If it doesn't smell right to them, they'll pull out and look to kind of squeeze you in the neutral zone. So it's another case where we're going to have to make sure that we're sharing the puck, that we're passed sometimes is better than just lugging it up until, you know, you can carry the puck up the ice until all of a sudden you're in trouble and then you make a panic play. The theme for us is going to be move it before you get in trouble. Use our speed, push the tempo, try to generate some speed through the neutral zone. All I can say is it would be just a typical WCHA series where, you know, more than likely we're looking at one-goal games.
Coach, we really appreciate your time here tonight on this Tuesday evening. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow at the office.
Same here, Tom, and thanks for having me on.
The head coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Bob Daniels, taking your phone calls here, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212, the email address bulldoghockey@ferris.edu. We're on Twitter as well, at Ferris Hockey. Coming up here after the commercial break, the NBC Sports Report, and then Charles Williams, backup goaltender for the Ferris State hockey team, is in studio as well tonight. We'll get an update from him and the goaltending situation. All that and more here as the breakaway continues from the Sunny 97.3 studios. This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com.
You're invited to Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious clean-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
This is your NBC Sports Radio update.
I'm John Stanshauer. An NFL trade won't become official until next week, but by all accounts has been agreed to. LeSean McCoy goes from Philadelphia to Buffalo for young linebacker Kiko Alonso, who played for Chip Kelly in his college days at Oregon. Alonso missed last season with a torn ACL. Some NBA's underway. Cleveland, having lost its last two, leading the Celtics 21-14. Two straight wins for the Knicks, for trailing Sacramento right now 18-10. Lakers 26, Charlotte 24. A couple of bubble teams meeting in college hoops. That's Iowa tonight taking on Indiana. Also in the Big Ten, Maryland leads Rutgers 21-20. North Carolina's jumped in front of Georgia Tech 24-11. It's Butler 17 and Georgetown 13. NHL, Nashville's lost three straight and trailing New Jersey right now 2-0. This is NBC Sports Radio.
The Breakaway continues. Talking Ferris State hockey up until the 8 o'clock hour. We talk with head coach Bob Daniels. We'll talk with the head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witten, in a few moments. We'll get an update from the conference standings, let you know where Ferris State stands and what the possibilities are for the playoffs and if they could host in just a little bit. But now joined here in studio, backup goaltender for the Ferris State hockey team, Charles Williams. He had a shutout last time he played against Michigan Tech in January of 2014. An injury in the offseason. Wanted Charles not to be in the lineup at all this season. Charles, thanks for being in the studio here tonight.
Thanks a lot, Don. Thanks for having me.
Charles has been with us a lot this season. A communications major. Friend of the program here as well. Charles, you were at the games this weekend. You got a chance to watch from the stands. Yep. You and I were talking about this. Wanted to get your thoughts from a player standpoint.
The red shirt is kind of, you know, in the air until we get to, you know, put it in writing during the summer.
When you found out you were going to be able to get that red shirt now, right? You were coming back after playing behind C.J. Mott. You had 1 year, your senior year, to be Ferris State's goaltender. Now you're going to have 2 years to be the lead goaltender. Of course, we do have a freshman coming in from the Madison Capitals in the United States Hockey League, the USHL. But for you to be a Division I lead goaltender, at least on paper right now, for the next two seasons, do you think that that's going to be a huge benefit to your future career at the professional ranks now that you have 2 years compared to just a single?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like I said, everyone wants the opportunity. Everyone wants a shot. And I wasn't planning on redshirting at all. I was just, like I said, planning on, you know, my senior year, you know, possibly being the starter for our team. And yeah, now that the opportunity has risen, it's kind of it's exciting. It's, you know, I want to, like I said, give the best to my teammates and the coaching staff and for their decisions and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely exciting for me, but I want to take this time right now to kind of learn, you know, learn from CJ, learn from the team, just everything, the entire environment, so that, you know, when I am in that situation, I'm prepared and, you know, I'm ready to go.
Talking with Charles Williams, the backup goaltender for the Ferris State Hockey team, just got cleared from doctors. He can be back in the lineup at any given moment now, but the team really trying to save him to give him a second year of eligibility after C.J. Mott, current goaltender for Ferris State, leaves. Charles, yesterday we were up in the press box, and we had our TV crews there, and we're working on the press box and stuff for home games for the television network, and we saw you. You were by yourself on the ice. And you were in full equipment, and you were, I couldn't imagine this, you were fake making saves on shots. Can you tell us what you were doing? I mean, you were like up and down and fake glove and save. What were you doing at that time, and how does that make you a better goaltender?
As of right now, it's been about, well, not now, but a few weeks ago, it's been like 8 months until that I haven't skated with the team. So I'm just getting a good feel for my net, getting a good feel for being in different situations that, you know, may occur in the game or may occur in practice, just to make sure that my body, you know, gets back to that strength and to that, you know, compatibility. So I was just going over, you know, just a few drills, a few quick, you know, movements and stuff to see how I feel and get used to it again.
All right, I want everyone to hear it here right now. Charles, are you 100% ready to go to play the game of hockey right now?
Close.
Give us a percent.
I would say 96.
96%. I like it. All right, there's Charles Williams, the backup goaltender for the Ferris State hockey team. Looking forward to the success of this program, due to the man right here in our studio to the left. Charles, thanks for being on The Breakaway.
Thanks, Tom.
Head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witten. Coming up next, we're taking your phone calls as well, 657-383-0212, 657-383-0212. Your email is bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, and we're on Twitter at Ferris Hockey. Head coach of the Lakers, Damon Witten. Up next, this is Ferris State Hockey, and the Breakaway from downtown, not Big Rapids, Michigan, on sunny 97.3.
Krenker's Restaurant and Brewery cater your event at your place or theirs. Krenker's mission is simple, to please our guests. They do this by being able to provide over 35 years of catering experience for everything from baptisms, birthdays, and graduations to weddings, fundraisers, and special events. For your next event, consider Krenker's Restaurant and Brewery's custom catering division. Call 231-796-1919 or go to their website, www.krenkersbrewery.com.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at nhlscape.com. All right, the Breakaway continues here from the Sunny 97.3 studios in downtown Big Rapids. Head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witten, joins the program now. As always, Coach, appreciate your time here, and thanks for being a part of the program tonight.
No problem. Great to be on. Thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking a little hockey.
Yeah, you said that earlier via text, and yeah, it's always good to talk hockey, especially on a Tuesday night, not just keep it to Friday and Saturday nights. Head coach Damon Witten is the 10th coach in Lake Superior State history. Since April 25th, you were named coach back in 2014. Here, you spent the last 4 years at Michigan Tech. You spent time at Michigan State as well here. But in your first year, obviously it's going to be a rebuilding year for your program. How would you say that your season's fared so far?
Well, you know, I mean, you can look at the record, and it's not where we want to be, no question about it. You know, so it's been a long season. The first half in particular was real difficult, and, you know, started with the beginning. We didn't have any, we had no exhibition games. We jumped in right in WCHA play with Michigan Tech, a team that I knew better than my own team, so that was interesting, and we never kind of caught up for quite a while there. And then coming back from break, it's been really a tale of two seasons. Since we've gotten back, it's been a much different team. You know, I think our team goals against average is in the top 20. It wasn't the top 10 leading into last weekend. In the second half of the season, it dropped with that Friday night 5-goal game against Northern Michigan. Gordy Dayfield, our goaltender, his save percentage has been among the top 5 in the second half as well. So it's really, you know, a team that's shown a lot of growth and a lot of progress. We're almost the exact opposite of you on a back end, where you guys play 4 or 5 senior and junior defensemen. We play 4 or 5 freshman defensemen every single night, and they're backed up by a freshman goaltender. So I don't think we are shocked that it would take some time and that there'd be you know, some growing pains with a young lineup. But again, we're better, and we've seen some growth, and we went from not sharing where we saw some wins on our schedule to believing and knowing that we can win anywhere we go now.
Coach, you were obviously your club went on a short little skid here towards the last few games, but you won the last one versus Northern Michigan, which you'd have to imagine is an in-state rival, the Wildcats. Is it one of those mentalities like, hey, you're only as good as your last hockey game, and right now you're happy coming to this weekend series?
Yeah, well, in some ways, yeah, Dom. We were coming off the bye week, and our Friday night game in Marquette, you know, was not you know, where we needed to be, and it was a disappointing performance, whether it's a bye week or, you know, whatever played into it. So that was disappointing. But Saturday night, I thought we really got back to the way we can play. You know, when we can score 2 or 3 goals, we give ourselves a chance to win, because we've been pretty good defensively the second half of the season. The weekend before against Huntsville, we struggled to create offense. We struggled to score goals, and that makes every game very difficult for us. So, you know, our bread and butter has to be great defensively. I know Ferris has had their own difficulties in offense. So, you know, it should be 2 low-scoring affairs if the teams have anything to say about it or play the way we want to play. You know, if we can get some secondary scoring and some offensive support, then, you know, we really like our team and really like our chances. But the offense has just been very difficult for us to manufacture this year.
You know, one thing that I look at, and we're talking with the head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witten. He's in his first season right now, Lake Superior State. Coach, one thing that I look at here when I look at your hockey club, top to bottom, one thing that stands out to me is your goaltending. You have Gordon DeFeel, who is a freshman, and, you know, you have 2 freshmen in net right now, and I can't imagine that that's going to be something that you're going to stick with in the future, even with Kevin Aldridge. But with 2 freshman netminders, that means every 4 years you got to start over from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, a real unique position to walk into, you know, when you're taking a new job. And we knew, you know, I had 2 new assistant coaches as well, and you looked at what we had returning. We had no experienced goaltenders. We didn't have any goalies on our roster or that had any NCAA experience. So that right there was a big concern. And then we really only had 2 defensemen that had played any significant minutes, and we've since converted one of those defensemen to a forward. So Eric Draplick's really only defenseman with any significant college experience. So it's not a recipe for success in college hockey. And having said that, I think our young freshmen have done a really good job in D. They've made the transition. They're not playing like freshmen anymore. And Gordy Dayfield has really been the story of our season. He's done a phenomenal job really all year long, and did maybe have some of the support he needed early on. Now he's getting that. Now we're limiting teams' looks, and we've really clamped down on the grade A chances we're giving up. And like I said, you know, Gordy's save percentage is top 2 or 3 since the second half of the season there, and he's been great for us. You know, actually Kevin Aldridge left our program at Christmas, so we've got Gordy Dayfield backed up by the upperclassmen, but they've never played. So you know, that's been a challenge, and like you said, moving forward, we really want to provide some balance to our classes. We only have 3 seniors in our whole lineup at all forwards, you know, and we want to provide more balance. We don't want to have these ups and downs in our recruiting classes, so we'll look to bring in a little bit more this year to balance some classes out. We've got a goaltender that we can't count on. He hasn't signed his MLI yet. But we really like who's coming in with Gordy, and we think that position for us is going to be really, really strong for us over the next few years.
Yeah, I didn't know that about Aldridge leaving at Christmas break, so that's news to me. I want to look at the conference standings, though, in the WCHA here. If Anchorage sweeps Fairbanks, which isn't likely, and Ferris State was able to come in and have a successful four-point weekend, your club may be out of the playoffs, but that's not realistic here. How important is it for a conference, for games, or from teams 4 through 9, if you will? Everyone is playing for something, whether it be 3 teams fighting for home ice, 2 teams fighting to keep their season alive. I mean, that's going to be pretty special from a conference standpoint.
You know, I think it's awesome. You know, for so much to come down to the last weekend. You look at Mankato and Tech fighting for the top spot, as you mentioned, and that battle for the 4 spots and the battle at the bottom to make the playoffs. So it makes for a great year and a great way to wrap up the year for the WCHA. I mean, it's been a tremendous year for our league, and you know, Coach Daniels has been that team at the top the last few years, and what a job they've done with the program there in Big Rapids. Obviously a little bit of a dip for them this year, and you know, now Mankato and Tech are carrying the flag, and so it's been great. You know, it's been great for our program in particular. You know, they didn't make the playoffs last year, and that was probably part of the reason there's a coaching change here at Lake State, and so it's a big goal for us. You know, you mentioned we're in a pretty good spot. We're tied for that the spot in the head of Anchorage, and you know, kind of, we haven't talked much as a team about it being a goal, but I think as a staff, you know, we really like to get in, and not because of the Alaska, you know, suspension from the playoffs. We want to jump a team and really earn our way in. And I think that'd be a real good first year for us after the first half we had. So it's a big weekend. You know, there's a lot on the line, and same thing for Ferris State. And so it's going to be a great weekend of hockey. I think everywhere across college hockey and WCHA this weekend, if you're on spring break, it's always a little bit tough. Our students are out of town, so the atmosphere in the building won't be quite where it typically is, but there's a lot on the line, so our guys will be ready to play.
Coach, I think I talked with you about this in December when you came to Ferris State. You spent some time at some
championship level. You know, part of the greatness of our facility is looking up in the banners and seeing, you know, 3 NCAA championships and 2 NAIA championships and multiple CCHA championships. So there's a great history and tradition that adds to that arena. But like you said, the bones and the facilities are really outstanding. It's a beautiful rink. And then when anybody comes to see it, like you said, it feels like a college hockey rink in it. Kind of breathes college hockey. So we love it there. Recruits love it. Our fans love it. We've got great amenities as well down below. So it's everything you could ask for in a college rink, and that's a big, you know, big piece of why we think we can really turn this around and get back to that championship level.
All right, Coach, last question for you here. Coming up this weekend, final destination weekend for both your club and Ferris State to see where both teams end up on the conference standings, who they're going to play in playoffs, if you're going to make playoffs as well. What kind of weekend series are you expecting here?
Well, like I said, I think both teams, you know, we score a little bit by committee. We don't have maybe those 1 or 2 guys that can really throw the team on the back like you guys had recently, and then maybe we had a little bit last year with the graduation of Radke and Campbell, and even Churchman on the back end. So it'll be scoring by committee. You know, I think if either coach, looking at paper, I think everybody'd expect a low-scoring game and, you know, a tight defensive battle, and that's what we need to be at. That's the makeup of our team. So if we're going to have success, we want to really limit Ferris's grade-A chances and give Gordy a chance to see pucks and be his normal strong self, and then we need 1 or 2 guys to chip in. And we were really on a good tear when we got some secondary scoring, and that's dried up a little bit. So if we can have somebody on our third, fourth line chip in, that really gives us some breathing room, and that's what we'll hope to do this weekend.
Well, Coach, I know that our program, and you know, you brought the 3 national titles, banners hanging in the stands. I know our program, I know our coaching staff has a lot of respect for you and the Laker program. I'm looking forward to this weekend series in the Sioux. Looking forward to seeing you this Thursday.
Yeah, I can't wait. I know good luck in basketball, too. I think that's tomorrow for you guys. So we're hoping your basketball squad makes it up our way, and it'll be a great weekend of rivalry, both on in the gym and in the rink. So good luck to you guys, and we'll see you this weekend.
Absolutely. We're talking about that next. Class act. Thanks a lot, Damon. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Dominic. Bye.
That's the head coach of the Lake Superior State Lakers, Damon Witten, coming up here in the final segment of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. We will talk a little basketball. Got a cool little interesting tidbit going on. Both Bulldog hockey and Bulldog basketball may be in Lake Superior State at the same time this weekend. look at the conference standings, give you the playoff implications, where I think Ferris State will end up as well, and what needs to happen as the final segment comes up next on the Breakaway. And of course, your phone call, 657-383-0212. Question on this past week in series, or a comment, or a question on the Lake Superior State series, want to hear from you. Where do you think Ferris State's going to end up? 657-383-0212. 657-383-0212. We'll take your emails, bulldoghockey@ferris.edu, and we're on Twitter, @ferrishockey. Final segment coming up next.
This is it. It's finally the year that I'm going to transform the exterior of my house, and there's no better company to get the help and instruction from than New Horizon Landscape in Big Rapids. New Horizon offers landscape and irrigation design and construction, outdoor maintenance, nursery supplies, and hydro seed. Best of all, they're a hardworking team that strives for excellence in the work that they do every single day. By design, on time, and on budget. New Horizon Landscape on 220th Avenue. Give them a call at 231-796-0925 or visit them online at NHLskate.com.
You're invited to Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery for Prime Rib Saturday. Every Saturday between 4 and 9 p.m., enjoy Cranker's delicious queen-cut prime rib along with a fresh Caesar salad, baked potato, and vegetable. Only $12.99. That's right, it's only $12.99. Don't miss Prime Rib Saturdays between 4 and 9 p.m. every Saturday only at Cranker's Restaurant and Brewery, 1207 East Pickard in Mount Pleasant and 213 South State Street, Big Rapids.
Final segment of the Breakaway Talk Radio Show. Talk Ferris State Hockey every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on 97.3 FM. Broadcasting to you live from the sunny 97.3 studios in a non-sunny downtown Big Rapids, Michigan. I'm your host, Dominic Hennig. Bulldogs at the two-game weekend series at Lake Superior State, the final weekend of the regular season this weekend in Sault Ste. Marie in the Upper Peninsula. Puck dropped at 7:07 both nights on Friday and Saturday. 6:30 pregame coverage begins right here again on 97.3 and worldwide online at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. Speaking about worldwide online, whether it be the hockey games, basketball, football, or even here the Breakaway Talk Radio Show, every game can be listened to on your smartphone or your tablet, your Nook, BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, whatever you have, at ferrisstatebulldogs.com, and even on demand, home and away. Hockey games as well as this Breakaway Talk Radio Show. You could always listen on demand at ferrisstatebulldogs.com. How about this? Let's jump into the conference standings. Then we'll get to the emails coming in here in just a little bit as well. We'll jump into the conference standings here, and we look at Ferris State leading the Bulldogs, or leading the WCHA, Minnesota State, 43 points in 26. Everyone's played 26 games. So Minnesota State has 43 points. Behind them is Tech with 40. Minnesota State has a weekend series at Bemidji State. Michigan Tech has a weekend series versus Northern Michigan. So the Huskies of Michigan Tech are 3 points back. You could get 4 points if you sweep Northern Michigan, which is very possible, and it's something Ferris State needs if Michigan Tech wants to take the regular season title. But it's going to be a battle between Minnesota State and Michigan Tech. It looks like Minnesota State is going to take the title. If they get 1 point, one tie, they might need two here. If they get 2 points, one win versus Bemidji State, they wrap up the regular season. In third place for sure is Bowling Green with 33 points. And then it's a three-team race for that fourth and final spot to host home ice in the first round of the WCHA playoffs. Bemidji State, Northern Michigan, Ferris State. Here's what needs to happen. Bemidji State has 27 points. Northern Michigan has 26. Ferris State has 23. The Bulldogs need to sweep second-to-last place Lake Superior State to get all 4 points and jump to 27 in the conference standings, which would be tied with Bemidji State, but the Bulldogs have the tiebreaker. Bulldogs would have 13 victories on the year. Bemidji State would have 11. It comes down to wins. You go head-to-head only if you played 4 times, 2 at their barn, 2 at your barn. So Ferris State would have the tiebreaker. They need to sweep Lake Superior State, which is very possible, second to last place, 9 out of 10 teams, and Bemidji needs to get swept by first place Minnesota State, who's playing for the conference title. A lot of the line there for Minnesota State, so it's very possible, although it's a road series for Mankato at Bemidji, it's very possible for Minnesota State to sweep Bemidji, Ferris to sweep Lake Superior State, and the Bulldogs get home ice advantage for that first round. But there's also another factor in here. Northern Michigan can only get 1 point on the weekend because they're 26 points, 1 point behind a possible sweep for Ferris State of 27. If they get 1 point, which would be one tie and a loss, or both losses to second place Michigan Tech, who's also playing to try to capture a title over Minnesota State and has a lot on the line, then Ferris State hosts. So Bemidji has to get 0 points. They have to get swept from first place Mankato. Northern can only get 1 point versus second place Tech. Very possible. And Ferris State has to take all four versus second to last place and only 7 wins on the year, Lake Superior State. That's the breakdown for the conference standings that Ferris State wants to host. If not, the Bulldogs will go to one of three teams. Third place Bowling Green, fourth place Bemidji, fifth place Northern. For distance, Bowling Green the closest at 4 hours, Northern second at 7.5 hours, Bemidji third at 14 to 15 hours. I think Ferris State's going to make it to that fourth or fifth seed. And it's a toss-up between Northern Michigan and Bemidji State, who's going to be the other fourth or fifth seed. But I don't see Michigan Tech giving up when they're trying to win the title, and I don't see Minnesota State giving up a chance to win the title again for the second year in a row, 1 point after Ferris State won the McNaughton Cup for the 2013-14 regular season by 1 point. I don't see Mankato doing that again. I think Mankato and Tech sweep or take at least 3 of 4. I think Ferris State goes to 4 or 5, and it's a weekend series or a best of 3 versus Bemidji State. That's my guess. Let's jump to the emails now. This email comes in from Eric in Big Rapids. With Lake State shocking Northern this past Saturday by shutting them out, what does Ferris have to do to avoid a letdown like that? I think it would be a letdown if Ferris State gets shut out by Lake Superior State, Eric. I really do. I don't see it happening. Mott's got to play his best. That's a broken record. Got to find scoring from all lines. Got to find the lines of Shemp, McDonald. Just like in Huntsville when Ferris State swept, who scored? Panetta. Unexpected. He scored back-to-back games. You got to find the scoring. You're not going to win any more hockey games at this point in the year. They do all come down to one-goal hockey games, but if you're only scoring one, you're not going to make it very far in the playoffs. This is the time Ferris State needs to get going. It can't be the post. Big players come up in big games. You got to finish. You got to find a way to find the twine tonight, or excuse me, this weekend, and for the rest of the year, or else your season comes to an end. It's a great question from Eric. Running out of time here. Got to wrap up the program here tonight. Bulldog basketball home tomorrow, 7 p.m. We'll have the call right here on 97.3. Rob Bentley and Sandy Golson at the Meyer pregame show beginning at 6:30. Home for the final time of the year, Bulldog basketball until November. If they win, and if first place Lake Superior State wins, both Ferris State basketball and Ferris State hockey will be at Lake Superior State this weekend. Men's basketball will play Saturday. Hockey would play Friday and Saturday night. That would be awesome. That'd be cool. Band's going to be taking a bus up. They're going to the game Friday night. And then it's just going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that as well. So hopefully Ferris State basketball wins tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Hope to see you there. More information at FerrisStateBulldogs.com. And, of course, the softball team hitting the road this Friday as well. So props to Sarah Rhoda, and good luck to the women's softball team, Brian Rourke and Christine Dolan. Wrapping up the Breakaway Talk radio show here now. Wrong button, Steve. Want to say thank you goes out to the president of the university, David Eisler, vice president, Jerry Scobie, the athletics director, Perk Weisenberger, the associate athletics director, John Coles, assistant athletics director for communications, Rob Bentley, all the interns and staff that make this work. Charles, thanks for making the visit in studio here. Thanks to Bob Daniels and Damon Witten for the call tonight. Madison Sesniak operating the phones as well. Thank you, Madison. Steve, fantastic job on the board here tonight as well. Puck drops at 7 o'clock Friday night. I'll have the call at 6:30. Thanks for tuning in here. Thanks for the phone calls and the emails as well. Get to more of them next week. That wraps up the breakaway. Have a great week, everybody. God bless you.